Michael Kaczynski, as the Tea Party candidate, I guess I want to ask you some specific questions, and you'll give me the best answers you can. Hydrofracking.
Yes. Two key words for that, safe and fair. I want to see, as everybody does, gas wells and drilling done safely. And we have the technology to do that. We have the experience to know how to do it right. And when it comes to fairly, then that would be fair for all landowners and municipalities so that leases are done fairly and equitable across the board.
So in other words, if it's done under the right conditions, the opponents of hydrofracking are saying again and again that it's never been proven to be safe. So how do you make it done safely?
Oh, but it has been proven to be safe. I don't know why they want to keep on spreading that, but they figure that if they say it, enough people will believe it. But people are not believing it. And we have to take advantage of our natural resources. When you're talking about fuel and the cost of fuel, it is a win-win situation when you're talking about using something that's right in your own backyard. We see that fuel prices will remain lower, and we also see job creation. And those are two major issues, not just in local and state, but national issues.
How about wind power?
Wind power is very nice, but what we see right now is it's not being done on a private level. Our tax dollars are going to fund this. And this is something that I don't agree with right now. If it was profitable, you would see more private corporations, private companies starting up and doing it that way. And it's not being done that way at this time. That's the same for wind power and solar. So we have to stick to those energy sources that are profitable and are being done at the private level without the needed funding from our tax dollars. And that is gas, oil, and coal.
How about same-sex marriage? Where are you on that?
Oh, it's very clear. You cannot redefine marriage, only pervert it. God created man and woman, and instituted marriage. Anything different is clearly against natural law and God's law.
Can you just explain the natural law part of that to me a little bit?
Well, a male and female. That's naturally, and it can be embarrassing to talk about it sometimes, but we have a design of a man and a woman, and when it comes to families, you cannot have a family without a man and a woman. And this is the foundation of our society, families, fathers, mothers, and children.
Recently, the Boy Scouts have reiterated their position about gay boys and scoutmasters not being allowed into those scouts. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's very nice to hear that the Boy Scouts are standing firm on this issue. And it just comes right back to the issue of homosexuality. And
what about that? What about homosexuality?
That it is a behavior. And where we, again, getting back to God's law and natural law, it is unnatural. It is against God's law and natural law.
So, Michael Kaczynski, Tea Party candidate, let me ask you this. How does it hurt you or the society if you allow gay people to marry?
Well, like I said, the issue comes right down to the basics of our society and family. You cannot have strong families unless you have the father and the mother and those being the parents of the children.
Michael, I believe me.
We have a president that was so bold when he came before and while he was in office to say that he was in support of marriage between man and woman only. But then just recently, he again became so bold as to say that he supports homosexual marriage. Well, the president does not speak for me. He does not speak to millions of people, probably the overwhelming majority of this country. So We have to look at the facts and look at history, and we see what is right and what is wrong.
Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, popular programs in the United States. Where are you and where is the Tea Party on that?
Where's the Tea Party?
Okay, where are you on that?
We know where the Tea Party stands on these things. The Tea Party is a very general terminology, what you're saying, because it encompasses groups across the entire nation from national to local levels, grassroots level. But we see that the healthcare issue is another complicated, out-of-control government mandate, which the Supreme Court has now ruled and rewritten as a tax. What we want to see is these things reined in, the out-of-control spending. We want to see fraud and abuse ended. We would see so much savings if we would just look at the fraud and abuse and eliminate that, turn it back into the safety net programs that they were meant to be, instead of a continuing and ongoing program to support at all times and at all costs.
Michael Kaczynski, it is always wonderful to have another view here on WAMC, and we really appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to say for a couple of minutes?
Well, again, yes, I am running a third party, and we want to see true representation of the people of New York 22 in Congress, and what we see is that the people want a return to constitutional government and to restore a lot of the rights that have been whittled away over even the last 100 years. We want to see a strong Congress that will put together a balanced budget that would be a 5 to 7 year plan, not a 20-year plan that would not withstand changes in administration. And that can be done with real spending cuts and putting a budget in place, which we still do not have.
And that would include defense budget also?
Oh, definitely defense. We want a strong defense, and we can still do that without jeopardizing the defense spending in a balanced budget.
Our guest has been Michael Kaczynski. Michael, thank you very much, and appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.